Brenda, do you fancy starting today's programme with a little bit of music?
Do you know what? That'd be very nice. But what kind of music?
Well, what kind of mood are you in?
Well, I'm definitely not in the mood for a heavy dance beat. Definitely not. Right, normally, so I would like a little bit
no heavy dance beat.
Do you know what? I want something that will kind of ease me into the show, ease me into the
Monday. Then that says a lot about you.
What does
How's
it say?
Your relationship?
It's fantastic.
You
thank
want
you
something
very
to
much.
Ease you into the show? How's your relationship? Is everything okay, Mike?
Well, actually, speaking
glasses
like
are now at the very bottom of my nose.
I'd like something
you know.
Gentle.
Gentle, yeah.
Yeah,
gentle,
maybe
gentle.
Optimistic.
Optimistic, yes. Optimistic, yeah. Reflective, perhaps.
Reflective.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I've got the very piece for you.
What have you got?
It was Mooney Tunes number 10.
Yeah.
It's the Oma Youth Choir.
Oh, yeah.
With the Celtic Tenors. And it's their version of Tom Baxter's Better. It'll ease you in and it's reflective.
Thank you.
And it's beautiful, too.
Our love has changed. It's not the same. And the only way to say it is say it. It's better. I can't conceive this way I feel for all the times we spent together. Forever, it's better. See what I'm trying to say is you make things better, and no matter what the day is, with you here, it's better. I'll stand by you if you stand by me. I think it's time that I reveal it, 'cause I believe it. It's better. See what I'm trying to say. Love has changed. It's not the same. And the only way to say it is say it. It's better.
Now, isn't that just a powerful song? That's the Celtic Tenors, the Oma Youth Community Choir, or the Omagh Community Youth Choir, should I say, and the RTÉ Concert Orchestra performing Tom Baxter's Better at the 10th in our hugely successful series of Mooney Tunes concert, which was broadcast on the 4th of August. There will be another one in December coming up to Christmas. We'll let you know as the time goes on, but that was really terrific. So you had in the Celtic Tenors there, you had Matthew Gilson and James Nelson and Daryl Simpson, and it was Daryl who brought the choir together after the tragedy of Omagh all those years ago. And he thought this song would just sum up the relationship between the two communities, that having everybody together was a better way to go forward. Isn't it a beautiful song?
It's a lovely song, a lovely sentiment.
Yeah.
And when you said pick a song, I forgot to say moving. And you threw that one in there as well. So,
and
I
last
think you
week,
could be a DJ,
do you remember
yes.
the Drifters were here on Thursday?
Oh, yeah, they were great fun.
And they sang three songs.
Yes.
And one was a song that Ronan Keating had penned called The Whole World. And I got a message. And
yes.
I know the person who sent me the message on my phone that evening, Thursday evening I got it, was listening to that particular song because we played it around 10 past four. She says, hi Derek, Maeve here, a friend of mine Maeve, so hello Maeve. Just thought I'd text you. Was driving on the M1 this afternoon, listening to you, and had one of those lovely moments. Had to share with you. The sun was just perfect in the sky, was cruising behind two bikers on Harleys, and you had a very relaxing song on the radio at around 4:10. And I have to say, I felt like I was on Route 66. Anyhow, she says, enough of my madness. Hope you're well.
Aww.
And I am well. I text her back and I said, you're right, it was. It was lovely. It was just wonderful. Sometimes a piece of music can capture a moment in time, can't it?
Well, that's interesting because I was listening to an interview that Joseph O'Connor, you know, the author, gave to Philip King, who presents The South Wind Blows on a Sunday evening. One of my favourite music shows.
Yes, from the very tip of the west of Ireland, the next stop in America.
I know, but it's always so varied and everything.
Lovely. It's terrific. Yeah, he's great. Terrific voice.
He's a great voice. But he was talking about his new book. I think it's called The Thrill of It All. And it's based
Joseph O'Connor, that
Joseph
is,
O'Connor's yeah. book. And there's a lot of kind of music in the 80s. And he was talking about the joy of going back, listening to songs that were very much kind of the soundtrack of growing up, the rite of passage and all of that. And he said something, Joseph did, that kind of stuck with me. He talked about music and songs and how prevalent they are in our lives. And he said that really, you know, songs can get into those cracks and crevices that words could never get.
Absolutely.
When you're writing or whatever.
Absolutely.
And it just stuck with me. It was a beautiful interview, actually.
Think of Flower of Scotland.
Yes.
The de facto national anthem of Scotland.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be interesting to see what happens this week.
And will it still be?
In Scotland.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it'll be interesting to see what happens. Mm-hmm. It'll still be the song they sing pre-match for the soccer and the rugby. No doubt about it. And if they vote for independence, it'll be interesting to see if they have. I know that they had a poll, was it a year ago or 2 years ago or something like that? And they put up the five songs that are considered the kind of Scottish national anthem. And the Flower of Scotland came out on top. The public's choice. If there were to be a national anthem, which would it be? And it would be this one. Anyway, well, no doubt we'll be all watching our tellies and listening to our radios and reading the newspapers
the
to see what happens.
Days, yeah.
You can email Mooney at rte.ie or you can text 51551 about anything at all.